Brown Court, 430 Grand Hill.
Okay, so hold on one second, I just have to do some paperwork, okay? Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Mr. Neal?
Yes, sir. It's running.
Okay. Sir, for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
My name is Brian James Cole. My ADC number is 33592.
Okay, Mr. Cole, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I want to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing this morning, as well as the representative from the Department of Corrections and the Parole Office. Sir, the chair of the board, Dr. C.T. Wright, has authorized a two-panel member for the purpose of hearing revocation hearing, sir. Today, we have the Honorable David Neal, who's to my right, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, so on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay, sir, I also want to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office. All right, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir. Sir, I do, and I'd also like to note that Mr. Cole has received and been sentenced a new felony for burglary second degree, received 3 years, 6 months. Another count of burglary second degree, 3 years, 6 months. Resisting arrest, 1 year. And drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. And he has a new community supervision begin date of March 20th of 23.
Okay, so he has two new burglary second degree charges?
Yes, sir.
With 3 years, 6 months?
Yes,
and,
sir. Resisting arrest for 1 year.
Resisting 1 year?
Yes, sir. And drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year.
Sir?
They ran the resisting arrest and drug paraphernalia for the burglary?
So they're going to be running concurrent, is that what you're saying, sir?
Yeah, the burglary is literally on that side.
Okay, so let me go through these charges. So you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, sir. When I read those allegations to you, Mr. Cole, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir, your first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of marijuana THC on or about April 24, 2017 per the test lab report dated April 26, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, your next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about April 10th, 2017 as directed. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. Sir, in your last allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 111 North McCormick Street, Prescott, Arizona on or about April 25th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. So, based on the admission of Mr. Cole, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways and company.
Second.
Father moved to find that Mr. Cole was delinquent and had probably was about to lapse into criminal ways of company. Our father moved to revoke his or her community supervision on parole based on the fact that Mr. Cole has been arrested and has new charges, two new charges for burglary first degree for 3 years, 6 months. One charge of resisting arrest, 1 year, one charge in a possession of drug paraphernalia for 1 year. He has a new release date of March 20th, 2023, is that right?
That's on the answer, yes, sir.
Okay, so that's his next day. So based on that information, again, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Cole, find that it was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was probably about to lapse into criminal ways based on that information.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Cole? Okay, sir, the board voted to revoke your community supervision based on the new charges that you actually have. You do have a new release date that's actually on March 20th of 2023. Okay? All right, sir. Mr. Cole, thank you for appearing and taking the time to appear before this board. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. You too, sir.